Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the London International Church of Christ, we've been teaching and preaching through the book of 2 Corinthians, and I have a few thoughts here from chapter 11, the first four verses, but let's read them first. He says, I hope you will put up with me in a little foolishness. Yes, please put up with me. I am jealous for you with a godly jealousy. I promised you to one husband, to Christ, so that I might present you as a pure virgin to him. But I am afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, your minds may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to Christ. For if someone comes to you and preaches a Jesus other than the Jesus we preached, or if you receive a different spirit from the spirit you received, or a different gospel from the one you accepted, you put up with it easily enough. So what's going on here? Paul knows that the Corinthians have been disturbed by the coming of so-called super apostles. Paul will call them false apostles. They are teaching and preaching some things differently to what Paul gave them when he planted the church in Acts chapter 18. He's very concerned. In fact, the beginning there where he says, please put up with a little foolishness in me, the word there can also be translated madness. It's as if he's saying, look, I'm going a bit mad over this. I'm so worried for you. I'm losing my mind. What is going on? Well, he says that he has a jealousy for them, a godly jealousy. This is not a sinful jealousy. It's the kind that has hopes for someone. It's the same hope that Christ has for his church in Ephesians 5, presenting us without stain, wrinkle, or any blemish. Paul and Jesus are of one mind and one hope for the church. Paul sees himself in a way as a father to the Corinthian congregation. He's mentioned that in chapter 4 of 1 Corinthians. And he's like a proud father. He wants to present his daughter to Christ as the prospective husband, as a pure virgin. He wants to walk her down the aisle with his head held high. He wants to protect her honour. And he then makes a comparison with Eve in the garden. Adam and Eve, I'm sure, but Eve mentioned here specifically because she and the serpent spoke first together. Eve's mind was confused by the serpent. And in a parallel way, the Corinthians' thinking has been confused. Confused by the false apostles speaking false words, like the serpent spoke false words to Eve. We are in need of consciously setting our minds on the right things, listening to the right words. As it says in Colossians 3, we set our hearts on things above, we set our minds on things above. And in so doing, our thinking can be clarified when we're confused about the right way to live in a way that honours God. In the analogy here in verse 3, the false apostles are the serpent in Eden. No wonder Paul is concerned for the Corinthians going a little bit mad. The stakes are really high. In Eden, the consequences of the confusion that the serpent caused for Eve was the destruction of relational intimacy between humankind and God. Now, in this context, in Corinth, the stakes are that the corruption of the identity of Jesus and the Spirit and the Gospel mean that nothing less than the eternal salvation of the Corinthians is at stake. So what do we take from these first four verses of chapter 11 of 2 Corinthians? Well, at least one thing we might take is that who we listen to is significant to our eternal soul's destiny. Who are we listening to today? Are we listening to voices that sound a bit mad, of people of faith who've got such zeal that they wish to protect us, to shepherd us, and to help us to realise what is true, even when it's uncomfortable? Are we willing to put up with the spiritual madmen, people like the prophets of old, if they are the ones who could rescue us, who could help us to think right? Do you have a voice? A voice in your life right now trying to help you to think straight? Maybe it's time to listen to it, especially if that voice is speaking truth that is consistent with the Word of God. Well, we'll go on to look at some other thoughts from 2 Corinthians next time. But until then, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.